And I am so pleased to welcome our first guest, Adam Buro, to consider this live. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Let's start with some basics. What inspired you to run?
Well, I've been on the Downtown Business Improvement Area on that board for about 3 years and chair for two in a bit. And we follow the exact same rules as council because we're a local board under council.
Mm-hmm.
And we do pretty much the same thing as what council does, but just in a smaller aspect, which is just the downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I love it. Making decisions, getting things done, knowing the right process. It's really fun.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that you say in your literature is you talk about the importance of accessibility and transparency.
Right.
Can you tell me, you know, to mention that, obviously you must have a concern around it. What is particularly inaccessible or not transparent about our local council?
Well, a lot of times, I believe our council should be public figures. And they should be out and about everywhere, in which some of them are. But to me, being accessible, being available 6 days a week, being transparent by being able to find your town councilor and asking them questions on your concerns and getting answers back.
Can you give us an example where somebody has not responded? Because when you talk to them, I mean, often they'll complain that, you know, they're getting calls all the time, they're getting emails
right.
all the time, and they're there, they're available. Their information's available on the website. Can you give me something specific that you can point to that says, look, that shows me council's not accessible?
More being in the public, mm-hmm. I think. More of the councilors being in the public. There's a lot that's a good question. The one that there's two or three of them that are leaving, and they're not accessible as they should be, in my opinion. To me, they should be more out in the public, more accessible, more able to... Good one.
Well, I guess the question then is, what are you going to do to be more accessible and to be more transparent that hasn't been done already?
Well, I'm available 6 days a week downtown. My phone's been ringing off the hook with concerns from the Coburg citizens. And I think being in downtown 6 days a week, I am accessible. And I have no problem with people asking me questions all the time.
Now, I noticed as part of your campaign strategy, you've been doing these chats.
Yes.
And can you tell us a bit about that strategy and what that involves? Because I think that's along the sort of the same lines as accessibility. Tell us about what you're doing there
right.
and what your goal is.
So, including door knocking, there's a lot of places where it's hard to get to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, in a lot of the downtown and all over town, it would be a good idea if we were there. And if I was available to come and chat for a couple hours, if there's any concerns, any problems that the public may have, or any questions about me.
Now, will you be continuing that if you're elected?
Oh, yes, for sure.
So how often would you hold chats?
Once every other week, I would say.
And you've held them in a number of places. Where have you held them again?
We were at the Black Cat, the Dutch Oven, where else? Tomorrow I'll be at 66 King Street East and Pat and Rob's downtown as well. I was there.
Did you have one at the Legion as well? Did you?
No,
Legion
that Village? Is next week.
Next week's at the Legion Village.
Yeah.
So what are you hearing when you're talking during these chats? What are people saying to you?
Good luck is one of them. Also, the major problems that people have been asking is the waterfront, parking in downtown, homelessness, which I know is not municipal, stuff like that.
So let's talk about the waterfront then.
Sure.
What are the concerns you're hearing and what are you telling people?
The concerns is against marina expansion. And to me, I agree. I don't think we should expand the marina, but I don't think it would be even coming up in the next term of council. If it does, and town staff does decide to push it, I would like to put buoys out in the water and see how it would affect the user need groups that are there. and do a study on it.
What would be the purpose of the buoys then? So we're clear?
Well, to see if the where the new boat slips would affect, if it would affect the user groups.
Okay, I see. Now, what makes you think it's not going to come up as an issue? Because this issue has been around for quite some time now. Almost two terms of council, at least, have been dealing with this waterfront issue. Why do you not think it's going to be important for the next council?
Well, it is. It is going to be important. Downplay the waterfront. So it is an important issue in this town. I don't think it'll come up in this term of council. There's many other projects that we have to do first. There's like the West Pier. We have to talk about the campground, the upgrades in the canteen, the washrooms. Like there's many, many other projects first.
Okay, so when you're talking about the waterfront then, and I think this is an important distinction that you're making to me, and I want to make sure our listeners are clear. It sounds to me like you're talking about one aspect, which is the expansion of the slips for the marina. But the waterfront master plan includes a lot of things. The East Pier that you've mentioned, the commercialization of particular areas, upgrades that you've mentioned as well. So let's talk a bit about that. How do you feel about the campground along the waterfront? The waterfront master plan has made some suggestions there that commercialization might be an option. Do you think the campground should stay, or should we look at maybe some changes there?
Maybe in the future we can look at changes, but right now I think it should stay the way it is. But I do think we do need to upgrade the amenities in it, the washrooms, the hydro. But in maybe in the future, like 10, 20 years, have a look at it. Okay. But I would like to keep things the way they are down there.
All right. You mentioned in your literature that you would hold a referendum around these decisions.
Yeah.
How would that work? I mean, what aspects would we be holding the referendum around?
Not on every decision. Let me get that straight.
Okay.
But on the marina expansion, since it is such a huge issue in this town, I would like to have like a town hall style meeting and have everybody come and vote to see if they would like to expand it or not.
Okay, great idea. But we have had lots of meetings, public meetings and public consultations around the creation of the master plan.
Yeah.
We saw earlier that decisions around the water playground that they made, some councillors said, hey, we've already consulted, we've done enough, and yet there were many citizens that said, wait a minute, we weren't consulted on this.
Right.
Where do you draw that line between, okay, we've got a plan, let's follow it, and your referendum suggestion where we go back out and we say, hey, you know, how do people feel about this?
Well, first, that study was just a study, and it's recommendations on what needs to be done in Coburg or recommended done by the consultants.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the marina expansion affects so many people that I would think we would take it issue by issue. If we're going to do the marina expansion, then I would like a public vote on.
But
even though there was delegations and delegations of for and against, I don't think everybody was heard on those.
But again, there are many components to that.
Right.
And are you suggesting that, you know, for example, if we're going to do the East Pier, or we're going to do something around the campground, or we're going to do an upgrade on the washroom, where and when do we go back to the people to get input? And when can council go forward, or will you feel comfortable in just going forward based on the plan?
Well, I think council is supposed to make big decisions about the town. But on that particular issue, it affects so many people with the marina expansion. That one I would like public. Plus, at any point in time, people can email, call me if there is any additions on the agenda that would be for different projects like the campground and the West Pier or the East Pier.
All right. Great. Next thing I'd like to talk to you, we're going to shift gears now a little bit. I'd like to talk to you about the issue of homelessness, because that's something that you've emphasized in your campaign. What is your position right now on addressing affordable housing in Coburg?
Well, even a lot of people, well, it is a county issue, not a municipal issue. But I believe that we can start in our municipality and start different projects. There was one done in Windsor where there was a grant or a loan of $25,000 to a homeowner to build an apartment in their house. And they would pay back over the 15 years of the loan, and they would charge below market value, which would help everyone, seniors, low-income earners.
So this sounds a lot like the community investment project that the town does with the businesses.
Right.
In other words, you can apply for a loan, you fix up your building, and then you pay it back at a special rate.
Right. But this is targeted to residents.
Towards residential. You're,
right.
You're taking that same concept and applying it to homeowners.
Right.
All right. That really interesting idea, new idea. Why would this be a good approach? I mean, a lot of people might say, wait a minute, municipalities aren't banks. You go to a bank if you want a loan.
Yeah.
Why should the town be taking tax dollars and loaning that out to homeowners to create space?
Because there's a need. In our town, there is a need. Our vacancy rate is so low that there's no places for people to live. The jobs that we have now that are good jobs, but they're minimum wage paying jobs. So it's hard to afford an apartment that's $1,800 a month. We need housing that everybody can afford.
Okay. Affordable housing, though, has been something that municipalities have been working at, trying through various approaches,
right.
Incentives to developers. There's obviously those kinds of things going on as well. What role do you see municipalities playing in this housing debate? Because you yourself said, well, wait a minute, this is a county issue,
right.
And a provincial issue and a federal issue. So can you be a little more clear? I mean, the one idea sounds really great, but how do we solve this, especially when we've got, 0.3% vacancy rate?
Yeah.
And, of course, we're one of the most expensive places in West Northumberland to live. How do you break that logjam where we can get stuff going rather than just talking about it?
Well, it's coming up with a plan, coming up with a feasible plan and having our citizens buy into it. A lot of times their kids move away from their house and there's a couple that's sitting there with two or three bedroom houses and they'd be able to have an apartment in there. It would help with their income. And it would benefit the homeowner and the person who needs a house.
Now, do you know if the planning acts and the various bylaws and plans that the town has, would that be accommodated or would that be something you'd have to introduce?
No, that would be accommodating. The planning department of Cobourg would be, there's certain houses in neighborhoods that you'll be able to do it, as long as it's up to fire codes and...
Of course. Can you tell us something about yourself that personally that people don't know? I mean, we see the guy out there campaigning, wanting to get a council seat. We know that you're a businessman. You hold positions within the town. But tell us about you personally. Who are you personally, and what should we know about you that's not public?
Geez, well, I'm an open book, so there's not too much that people don't know. Huge hockey fan. Love the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's pretty much my hobby is watching them. Been married to my wife we've been together since 16 years old. We have three kids. Two are in university. One's married and in Peterborough. Lives in Peterborough. Everybody else knows everything. There's not that much that I'm hiding.
That's fantastic.
So,
well, that's all our time, and I want to thank Adam Bureau for being here. We're wishing you all the best in your campaign. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and when we return, longtime councillor Raymond Benz will be joining us here on Consider This Live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. Your truly local
Northumberland 89.7 is proud to present the Cameco Northumberland Big Beat Live, an evening of some of the best local music in the county, featuring Ginny McElmoyle.
A rockabilly.
The Ganaraska Chordsmen.
I don't know why, I just do, I do.
Northumberland Chorus.
Here most every night, here by the lamppost all night.
and more in support of Northumberland's truly local radio station. It's all happening September 28th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Capitol Theater in Port Hope. Get your tickets now by visiting capitoltheater.com or by calling 905-885-1071. The Cameco Northumberland Big Beat Live, September 28th, presented by Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Heather.
We own All Creatures Great and Small,
your natural pet care specialist since 2000.
Is your dog itchy?
Like keep you up at night itchy?
Is she so smelly that you don't even want to be in the same room?
You know, that dirty feet kind of smell?
We can help. Getting rid of the itch and stink is our specialty.
For a dog you'll want to hug, come see us.
All Creatures Great and Small, your raw food experts.
7 days a week in downtown Coburg.
And don't forget, like us on Facebook.
How do you describe contemporary folk? Acoustic? Yes. Roots? Sure. Americana? That's a newer buzz term, but yep. Celtic? There's a bit of that. Bluegrass? Well, we'll throw some of that in also. On Sunday Coffee House, we'll mix it all together to come up with a show that's pretty diverse with music from the heart, from the soul, from the earth, and sometimes from over there. You can learn more at SundayCoffeeHouse.com. Better still, listen. I'm Greg Schatzman. Join me every Sunday at noon for Sunday Coffee House on Northumberland 89.7.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Heather.
We own All Creatures Great and Small,
your natural pet care specialist since 2000.
Does your best friend stand 16 hands high?
Are breeches your attire of choice?
Is your other car a horse?
Then you need to check out our new equine section.
We've got what you need for a happy horse and a happy rider.
And if we don't, we're happy to get it for you.
All Creatures Great and Small, we've gone horse crazy.
7 days a week in downtown Coburg.
And don't forget, like us on Facebook.
This school year, ask the experts at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments about starting your child on the right musical path. Come in now to ask about Long & McQuaid's large selection of instruments and accessories. Purchase, rent, or rent to own, all at unbeatable rates. In our music lesson centers, private lessons are available for all levels, all ages, and styles. We offer convenient lesson times to fit busy schedules.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
To long-mcquaid.com for details.
Northumberland 89.7 makes weekend listening more interesting with unique shows you won't hear anywhere else. From music to special interest and more. See our complete program lineup anytime at northumberland89.7.ca.
And we're back. I'm so pleased Raymond Benz is joining us in the studio this evening to talk about his platform.